Ladies and gentlemen, theys and thems, weavers of all races and subclasses, welcome to This Dungeon is Occupied. My name is Illidine, and together with Thorn, Brian, and Pup Nueve as your hosts, we strive to help you as players and game masters, or as we say, story weavers, from the aspiring to the veteran with questions, ideas, and interviews for your next tabletop role-playing game experience. So grab a beverage, sit with us, and remember, steal everything, and have fun. Today we have a special guest. We have had many a beers with him before. In San Antonio, there is a place called Our Bar where we play D&D, and there's a company called Dungeons of Drunks. We have the sole owner. Please welcome Kobe. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Correction, it's Dungeons and Drunks.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Brian, you type in Dungeons of Drunks every time.
It's where?
Dungeons and Drunks.
Dungeons and Drunks. Isn't the email Dungeons of Drunks?
Yeah, it's of.
Yeah. Aha!
Oh, is it?
I was right, you bastards.
Okay. I thought it was.
All of you.
It's okay. We can put that in bonus content. It's okay, whatever.
I didn't.
Continue.
I'm leaving this in because this is what happens on a podcast. Fuck it.
I looked at that shit over and over. I was like, it's Dungeons of Drunks, goddammit.
Okay. I'm corrected. I apologize.
Well, that was the welcoming party for you there, Kobe.
We are pure chaos.
We are.
Yes, we are. We enjoy it. Chaos makes for good RP, goddammit.
That was really good.
And I am really good at chaos.
Yep.
So,
Thorn, your favorite question.
Okay. My favorite question that I ask every guest we have on our show is, do you remember your first character that you ever made for D&D, and what was it?
Yes, I do. The first character I ever made is a tiefling trickster cleric named Morthos. I played him for the first time at a little home game we had going on, and it was a good time. I always wanted my character was always like it's Morthos and his band of helpers. Like, I was always introducing us like that. And then a buddy joined the game, and he was a bard, and he convinced the town to that he was the leader, and the town made a statue of just him, and like Morthos was hated that guy for a long time.
Oh jeez.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. How long ago was that? How long ago when you first started playing?
It was right after I started Dungeons of Drunks, so about 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. So not that long ago.
No, not too long ago.
So you started with 5e, or?
Yeah, I started with 5e.
Awesome. What do you think of 5e comparatively to what you know of other editions? Because I know when we were at the bar, we talked about other editions, so.
Yeah, I like 5e because it's simple and it's easy to teach a bar full of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot less intimidating seeing all the extra pluses and minuses for flat-footed or all that I've seen. I played in a 2E campaign for a little while.
Yeah.
With
that
Thaco.
One fell apart.
Yeah, that's rough. 2E was kind of rough. 3.5 was crunchy. Very, very crunchy. I hate math.
And it gets harder the more beers you have.
Yeah, because 3.5 was like high school math. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no. Yeah, that's awesome. I like to ask that because I like to see where people go with their first characters. I just love that. I started way back when, so I mean, I just love it. It's a good question.
Yeah. And since we're kind of already on the topic of drinking and you teaching people how to play D&D at a bar with drinks, tell us a little bit about Dungeons of Drunks and all the events that you host.
Word. I started about 6 years ago. It's mainly because I wanted to play. And I tried some other... I played in a couple home games, but I also tried like other public places to play. And I just didn't get the welcoming feeling. It felt like I was a problem because I didn't know what to do. And so I mentioned that I wanted to do the game at a bar that I happened to work at the time, and made the meetup post, and 12 people showed up. I was expecting to play. Like, I had like one shots printed out, ready to go. I was expecting just to give the DM that and me play, but everyone looked at me and was like, all right, what are you running? And that's how.
and so the forever DM is born.
Exactly. So they were really helpful. So that was nice. The bar scene is good if you're in the right spot, if you can help with the noise, but it makes it a lot less intimidating. It makes it more of a social event, you know, instead of people staring at their phones waiting for their turn in initiative, they're actually talking to someone right next to them because they've never met them before and they want to get to know them, like why did they choose that character, stuff like that. It's really interesting. So it's more of a social thing, but we also play.
Yeah, I like that a lot because, like, when I first started, it was at a local gaming store, and I was going in for Magic, and I just happened to see that they had a table, and I joined in. But a lot of people either have some anxiety about just, you know, hey, can I play in a game and going up, or, you know, they see it and they don't really, either they don't know what it's about or they don't want to kind of get in with a whole bunch of strangers. But at a bar scene, you already know, A, you know, that you're going to be with a bunch of strangers because you go into a bar. But then you have that good old liquid courage. You know, it's kind of, to me, when I heard about it, it's like, well, I either choose D&D or I choose a bar. I'm going to go and have fun with my friends in a bar, but I can do both at the same time. You know, just, and now that we have a place to go, which in San Antonio is our bar, you know, we have a place every Tuesday. So just for the sake of it, can you let us know the links of like social media and stuff of where we can find you guys?
Oh yeah. We're on a lot of stuff. The link tree is just dungeonsofdrunks.com, and that'll link you to almost all of them. The Facebook, the Meetup. Sorry, somebody just walked by the house. Dogs for tea. but yeah, so it's on our link tree, dungeonsofdrunks.com. We're on Facebook, where we have a subreddit, but I think me and Madi are the only members. We have a Meetup, we have an Instagram, and a TikTok as well. And everything is just at Dungeons of Drunks.
I'll have to get on your subreddit. I'm sure this isn't.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I do know that you don't only do our bar. You have several bars that you work with?
Yes. We're three nights a week right now. At Mondays, we're at a place called Hash Vegan Eats. It's a vegan restaurant, and it's a non-alcoholic bar. So they do mocktails. They do offer adding CBD oil to the drinks.
Nice.
If that's what you're interested in. And
we're
there every Monday. Every Tuesday, we're at our bar. And then on Wednesday, we're at two locations. We're at a place called Black Potion, and that is a game store meets beer and wine.
Love Black Potion. That's awesome.
Yeah, really nice place. And we're also at a place called Happy Place on Riddiman, which is a lot like our bar. It's a full bar, and we have our own little area off to the side where we play in. And yeah.
And that's on Wednesdays? That's literally like a block away from where I work. So,
oh, nice, happy place.
That's awesome. I might have to check that out on Wednesdays.
On that note, though, I did want to mention like the way that I even met you was through San Japan. So, that's a convention here in San Antonio that happens on Labor Day weekend. I did want to ask, do you guys regularly go to conventions or anything like that besides like San Japan or any other ones?
San Japan, we got very lucky with. One of my regulars when I was bartending happens to be he was the head of the tech department, and he saw what we were doing and he really liked it. So he was able to get us in to do some panels and stuff. We have helped out at Akon in Dallas, running some games out there. We're also talking with a couple more conventions here in town. 210 Con, we're going to be there running some games. And I believe Chupacabra Con as well. We have a lot of open doors that we're trying to get in with, like Fling Con, I think. at FlynnCon. We're just going to be running games and stuff like that.
Okay. Cool. Hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
As far as if you want to shout out some of your DMs, because I know you run three tables at our bar. So you started out with 12 people. How many people show up now?
Our biggest night, we have about 35 people show up. I do want to give a shout out to my DMs. I would not be able to do this without them, because it used to be just me and a table of 30 people. And it was a nightmare. But my brother-in-law, John stepped in. He's always over at Black Potion. He helps out there. My VP, Madi, she helps me out on Tuesdays. Mel, he helps out on Tuesdays. And on Wednesdays at Happy Place is Steve and Mac. And those guys have been with us for a while, and they stepped in because they saw how much I was running around, running games, and they wanted to help. And Nathan runs Hash Vegan Eats for me. And he's starting to see what it's like to have a table of 18 people at the minimum every time. So
he's that's awesome.
Making my game chaos and trying to break my game when there's 15 people.
So shout out to DMs in San Antonio. If you want to join and kind of help out, you know, contact Kobe. See, you know, he sounds like he could use the help.
Yes. We have a lot of people offering to help and signing up. They're actually having a meeting right now without me, talking about this first season, and then we're going to be moving on to like another 3-month campaign at all the locations. And so people who wanted to try it out, we're meeting with them, getting their story down and helping them run their game. So yeah, if people want to DM, please let us know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are growing. It's good to see that, at, you know, especially in the hometown. So love it. There's players out there. They just want to play. And if you go to these places, there's a game to play on these nights. What times do you usually go for?
We tell everybody 6:30, but we really get started around 7. We say 6:30 because we hang out and socialize and get set up and get ready to play. You know, I get nervous before every game, so I might have a shot.
Yeah.
You know,
liquid courage.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, I drink the whole time. When I'm DM, I drink the whole time.
Yeah.
That's just it's creative juices for me. So
yeah, it definitely helps.
So what's it? I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that a lot of newer DMs have problems with is kind of moving the story along, and especially if we're dealing with combat. And you're talking, you know, you've DM'd with 18 plus players, and you know, seeing a table of 30 players. How is it? How do you balance that of kind of not necessarily being too pushy, because we don't want to push our players, you know, like, all right, hey, hurry up with your turn, but also kind of hurry up.
Yeah, we've experimented with a lot of things. One thing I do, I always let someone know when they're on deck. That way they can start planning while I'm handling one player. Mm-hmm. But we've also tried something like fast combat. That's pretty much where I get a co-DM with me, and they handle all the dice rolls. I have all the players do their initiative before my monsters, and then my monsters will have legendary actions at random times and act at the end of the initiative. And whoever's helping me will just say, yeah, he took 100 points of damage from all 20 of these people. And it's just an easier way to keep it moving forward, keep people interactive. Sometimes they even work together, which is awesome to see. And yeah, so that's normally how I do it. I don't focus too much on the hit points. I focus on when it's obvious the battle isn't fun anymore for everyone sitting there. I kind of put a speed up on it and wrap it up.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I do that a lot in like World of Darkness and stuff like that. I don't necessarily pay attention to hit points. It's more of almost what makes the story better. And it definitely if it's not fun anymore. So yeah, that's a good point, because players and story weavers, everyone, all that stuff are guidelines. it's your world. You can do what you want.
Exactly.
So, no, I like to hear that. That's good. Yeah. That's good. So, another good question for this, and it kind of weaves away from Dungeons & Drunks, is do you have you ever played any other tabletop RPGs?
No, I have not personally. I want to try out Call of Cthulhu really bad. actually, one of the new DMs, he's gonna try that at when the next season starts up. He's gonna do a table of Call of Cthulhu, but I really want to try that one out. I've heard good things about Vampire Masquerade. I've also heard bad things, but I want to try it out and see what it's like.
That's my wheelhouse. Yeah. Vampire, werewolf. Yeah, the Immortal Darkness. That's my big thing. It's different. Right. It's way different. And Vampire the Masquerade is a lot more RP. It's a lot more RP. There's not so much as combat. Yeah. It's a lot of RP. So nice. I like that. Yeah. So personally.
I have tried
Fate out before, but I couldn't really grasp the dice rolling versus RP and making your backstory tie into the moment when you're rolling the dice. It was just something I couldn't wrap my head around at first, but I'd love to give it another shot.
Yeah.
What was that you said? What was the game?
Fate.
Oh, Fate, yes. I played Fate.
I love Fate. Yeah, Fate's pretty cool. I have the instruction book actually right in front of me, in front of my desk. I'm like, oh, nice. Hello. I have a question. So my big thing as a story weaver is I love to build creatures, monsters for my opponent, for my players to fight. And I said my opponents, my players to fight. What's your favorite?
No, we're your opponents.
I was like, y'all are gonna die. But what's your favorite creature to run? Do you have one specifically from like the monster manual that you like, or do you have a creature that you like to throw at your players specifically? I'm all about lore and creatures, so I'm like, tell me.
Yeah, I really like Feywild creatures, satyrs in particular. Mm-hmm. I have a reoccurring guy who's always in my campaigns messing with people, and his name's Bill. And I have that satyr. He's always there. I like him, and I enjoy the minotaurs, and especially when they're in their maze, you can do a lot more with them. Than just having them fight in the open. It's the maze, they can hide better and manipulate the party, split the party, stuff like that.
Yeah. Minotaurs are really cool, really fun to run. I particularly like beholders to mess with my players with. And I also add little like side bits to them too. So everyone knows what a beholder is. So when they're least expecting it, it does something wild. And they're like, what? I'm like, you're dead.
Yeah,
and that's one thing. Do you, on the topic of monsters and things, do you have on the monsters that you use, do you have anything that's like, it's not normally statted that way, but you just throw it in anyway, just kind of throw your players off?
I'll give certain dragons the ability to reflect the spells, even though there's only. And then one of the new books, I think it's only one of them that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that really throws them off and it stops someone from standing behind and just doing fireball every turn.
Yeah, that's nice. I've never heard of fireball. What is that? I'm just kidding.
Can you explain it to me?
I got a whiskey?
It's the spirits.
Oh, that would be a good rule. Anytime a player wants to play, cast Fireball, you've got to take a shot.
Oh, no.
We're going to start doing that.
We have to, man.
Raven would be so fucked up.
Yeah. That's like her favorite line.
That's her so favorite much. Line. I cast Fireball.
There's going to be so much cinnamon everywhere. Oh, wow.
Okay, so another thing, you said you've only been playing for 6 years. So as you've gotten to know your players at Dungeons & Drunks, and this, I'm going back to this, what are the experience levels you've noticed coming into your games? Are you getting new players? Are you getting veterans?
Other than Thorn.
Yeah.
It's a mixed match. I'm seeing more and more new players or people who have only played one time on Discord or on Dimension, or not Dimension 20, Roll 20. People who have played online and wanted to try it out in person. When I first started, I was lucky. I had a table full of forever DMs that were tired of DMing, so they made me do it.
I've been there. I feel you.
Yeah, we have a variety of players. We have people who've played from the very first edition to till now, and people who have only ever played 5e.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a nice
I love to see new players in. I love to see new players. I've been playing for, you know, a long time, and you know, Satanic Panic, and, you know, you couldn't tell people you played, to now everybody wants to play, and I love to see new players. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's...
They're so wide-eyed and bright.
Yeah. What's your take on 1D&D? Are you guys going to switch when it comes out, or are you guys going to stick to 5e just because it's easier just to stay with the same?
It's my plan to stick with 5e for now. Mm-hmm. One D&D, I don't know how, with all the controversy with WotC and all that stuff going on, I kind of just want to do my own homebrew stuff. Yeah. And stick with 5e while I can. I'll consider moving to 1D&D, but I'm going to have to try it out on my own for a little while first before I start making a mass move to that.
That's a perfect answer. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're the same way.
That fits. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah,
we're all on the same boat.
Yeah, that's definite. That's definite. The whole fiasco with it. We had many episodes talking about it. even when we weren't supposed to be talking about it, we were talking about it. But I don't know. When Brian told me about you guys, I was excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because just that kind of atmosphere for these kind of games with adults playing this, it's hard to find a place to play. And
yeah,
you're giving it people, you know, regular people, a place where they can go and play. And, I, you know, kudos to you. I'm so happy that you guys are succeeding so well and growing. I love it. And, yeah, I'm going to go to Happy Bar in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to check it out. So I think I know one of the DMs there. I think I talked to him at our bar.
Oh, Mac.
Mac, yeah. 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 I'm going to go up there. He wanted me to come up there, but I wasn't sure about the bar where it was. And you just told me it was off of Riddiman. So, yeah, I know where it's at. I know exactly where it's at.
Do you mean to say that we're going to do Tuesdays and Wednesdays now? Is that what we're
doing? Well, I mean, we haven't done Tuesdays in a while because everybody's been busy and sick. But
all I need.
I mean, you guys ain't got to come. I'm just going to go up and check it out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Speaking TFTI. Of homebrew, though.
Oh, yeah. That was another question.
The one thing that we usually get all of our guests to do, and if you're down for it, we would like for you to help us make an NPC.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Let me do that now? Or like...
Yeah, no, yeah, right now. Like, we're just on the fly. We kind of do like a round robin. Usually I ask the guests, they can either pick to choose the race or choose the name and then pass the mic to somebody else. We just kind of add on to it. We usually do name, race, like an occupation, and then like a very basic backstory on how the party's going to meet them.
Oh, nice. Let's go turtle.
A turtle.
I like turtles. Turtles are fun.
I want to put the turtle in that dwarven city we built. The underground one?
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what name stands out to me, Alosana, though? Like Gunther. Mm. I don't know why.
Gunther?
Gunther the turtle.
Gunther the turtle.
I thought Franklin stood out to me, but I realized I might be referencing something else.
No.
I like Gunther. I do like Gunther.
Gunther's
like
Gunther. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. I like Gunther so too. Then, Pup, give us an occupation for Gunther the turtle.
Gunther the turtle in that underground dwarven city we built?
Yes.
You mean the one with the weird lake that makes people crazy? That one?
Yeah.
That lake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alrighty then. Gunther is a what's it called? Not a looter. That's not what I'm looking for. He's a search and rescue team, but only a searching, essentially, where he pulls the people who have gone crazy out of the water and like brings their stuff back to them. And they're like, here you go. People who go missing, he finds all their stuff in the water and he goes like fishing through it. So I guess you could say he's a fisher, but that's okay. Just his job. He's just no one asked him to do it, but he's going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
He's like the Coast Guard of this dwarven city.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So Brian, how would the party meet this turtle rescuer?
I feel like it would just be so simple, just straightforward. Like someone falls in and loses something, and then Gunther just comes out and we're like, hey, did you lose this?
Oh, I want it to be instantaneous. Like, I want the party to lose something, and Gunther just be right behind him and be like, here it is. Just
like, yes.
Like, wait, I dropped that in the water. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Now, the question is whether or not it's the exact same item or if there's shenanigans involved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely, because the people go crazy and they go into this water basically to drown. So he's saving people. He's finding items. And if they drop an item and he just comes up, here it is. I mean, it could be something completely different.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you drop this. It just gives it to him. Now, the trick is, though, I mean, say you dropped maybe a shield and he comes up and he's giving you a shield +3. So it could be anything like that. It could be completely different. It could help or it could hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a weird shield, or it's like a weird shield.
It could be cursed. Yeah.
It's like it's growing flesh now and it has an eyeball, and it's like, here you go.
That's not mine. No, yes, it is. It's yours.
You just want to do the flesh blanket again.
Do I just want body horror? Yes. The flesh, no. But the weird thing about the flesh blanket is that it's an actual thing. Like, I didn't just make that shit up. It's a thing in Van Rickford's Guide to Monsters.
See, and I think like with our campaign, we usually do like D100s to just kind of like, all right, let's see what the fuck happens. So like, mm-hmm. this shenanigans could go anywhere, you know. Yeah. I mean, like Thorne said, is if you roll like in the higher 80s and 90s, sure, it's a +3 shield. It looks exactly like it was, but now it's +3. But then you roll on that low end, and it looks exactly like it, but it feels like flesh when you put it on your arm. That's new.
That's,
I guess,
weird. Why does it have teeth?
Why is it biting me?
Why is it biting me?
So I love Gunther already.
That is Gunther the Turtle.
I love
Gunther.
Yeah. Thanks for doing great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And no one can figure out why Gunther, when he touches the water, doesn't like mutate horribly.
Yeah. Why is he not insane?
Why is he not insane?
I mean, and to be honest, I would play him to be actually low-key insane.
Just because of the randomly kooky?
Because of the amount of time he spent in that water. But yeah, no, he would be low-key insane. So.
Oh, wait. I got an idea. Oh. Hear me out.
Okay.
He has split personalities.
Ooh.
Oh, and give him DID. Yes.
And his trigger is when he retreats into his shell.
He comes out somebody different.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Or he also wasn't a Twirtle to begin with. That would also be really funny. Like, yeah. Didn't know that.
So this is how chaotic we get, Kobe.
I love it. Right. I love it.
And keep in mind, too, this is a character that we will full-on play in our campaigns.
Absolutely.
Given the opportunity for sure. So you are creating part something into our whole fiasco.
And we tell our listeners, if you want to play these characters, if you want to make them, do it. Just let us know. Yeah. So we could talk about it and get you on the podcast and talk about it, because I would love that.
Yeah. Shameless plug, contact us at occupieddungeon.com.
Our email is actually contact us at occupieddungeon.com. So, yeah.
Mine, contact us, please.
Mari actually, she talked to me when we were at our bar once, and I was telling her how chaotic we would be. She's like, oh, no, I could handle you. I said, really? Okay. So she said she wanted to run something for us.
Yeah, we need to all sit with her.
And yeah.
Be as chaotic as possible.
She's very good. She's the chaos demon of the DMs for us. She lit the chaos there, and then we tricked her into DMing, and now she's stuck.
Yeah. That's me. I do chaos the best. I love chaos. So, yeah. So that's that. What do you think, Eladine?
Well, we are sitting at 38 minutes.
Nice.
So we could do final thoughts. Is there, I kind of putting you on the spot and I can delete this if I need to, but is there any new events or like deals or things that you're going to be doing with Dungeons and Drunks?
Yes. Did you see the live show we did at San Japan?
I didn't. I think Brian did.
Yeah. I saw part of
Brian
it.
Brian saw part of it.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing four of those this year. Our live show, the first one's going to be on February 28th.
Okay.
Yeah, at Black Potion in the back. Cool. We're going to keep it at 6:30 show up time, start at 7.
Nice.
Yeah, but we have that going on. We're going to do a bar crawl for Fiesta like we did last
nice.
Year.
Oh, no shit. All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of people came, people we've never seen before, came and joined us downtown for that, and we were able to go to a lot of cool spots.
And yeah. Is that just like a legit pub crawl, or are you adding D&D into it, like doing some sessions or something?
We're going to add D&D stuff to it. For the last one, people seemed to like the things we did. We had like a bingo card where it was tell another player about your character, stuff like that. We did like some trivia at another location. I had prizes I was giving out at the last location.
Sick.
And all the bars I went to, I'm a bartender from downtown as well, so I was able to talk to them about making a specialty drink just for us.
Nice.
That's D&D based and all that, so everyone got a cocktail at every location, and we played games and some of us dressed up. It's a good time.
Hell
and
yeah.
What dates are those going to be?
We're expecting April 20th for the pub crawl.
Okay.
And we are expecting to do another meet in the tavern on July 6th. That's just we don't actually play D&D. We just all get together and play other board games, and we decorate the bar the best we can. I try to get food trucks out there.
Nice.
And and all that kind of stuff. So be on the lookout for that too. That'll be all over our social media. Trust me.
I will definitely try to be there for that because I have an amazing game out by then that I would love you to try.
Awesome.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming on again. Stick around for some bonus content after the episode. But for the listeners, you know the normal stuff. The link tree is down in the doobly doo at the bottom. Remember to check your dungeons because this dungeon is occupied.
Weavers, thanks for listening to another episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate and review us as this is how we can grow the podcast and our community. If you think we missed something, have a specific question, or would simply like to send one of us a message, you can contact us at thisdungeonisoccupiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to help us keep the lights on, we have our Patreon page and our merch store, which are found in our link tree in the show notes section. And we are now affiliated with arcanavolt.com, where you can get dice, apparel, and other goodies and help us at the same time. That link is also in our link tree. Our intro music was done by The Hobby Hub and Saturn Imaging Production. We have their links in our show notes, so you can go check them out. Thanks again for listening. Have fun, steal everything, and bye.